All right, welcome back, everybody. This is episode 95 of Comics. Welcome back. Thank you guys for joining us. We are live on Twitch and on TikTok. So thank you guys, everybody that's tuning in. So make sure you guys go ahead and throw likes, comments, because we'll be reading the comments throughout the show. So we really, really, really do appreciate it. And we'll go ahead and go around the room. Once again, I am Esteban. I am your host for today. That handsome man up in the top left-hand corner of your screen is Ash.
Oh, I thought you were going, Andreas.
Oh, no. So smile and wave. And speaking of Andreas, our prodigal son has returned from his sabbatical.
Howdy.
So Andreas is back. Howdy. So just to kind of get into it, few topics that we got going on today. We're going to be reading some comments. It looks like one of the videos that I posted is getting some, not some flack, but a lot of people are commenting. So we're seeing both sides that either agree or disagree with what we, or well, I say we, but what I think. And I'm sure depending on the video, everyone will either agree or disagree here. But I'm gonna go ahead and throw it over to Ash, because let's go ahead and jump into the comments, because this is I thought it was pretty hilarious, because a lot of people were talking shit about She-Hulk.
Video, that way we just go right into the comments and it makes sense.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead.
No, do you want to explain it?
I thought you were gonna play just the audio. Essentially the video was me saying, it was in regards to, I believe it was episode 3 of She-Hulk, where at the very end of the episode, we got a little end credit scene of She-Hulk twerking with Megan Thee Stallion. So essentially the video that I posted was pretty much kind of telling everybody, like, I don't understand why everybody's so pissed off about it. I think, you know, and I'm not sure what everyone else thinks here in the show, I think that Marvel has proven themselves enough that every end credit scene doesn't have to lead into something else or leading into the next episode. They've earned it to have fun with the end credit scene. And to top it off, Tatiana Maslany, she is a massive Megan Thee Stallion fan, so the director didn't tell her that she was going to be in the show until the very, very end, right before shooting. So everything that you saw was on that episode was a natural reaction. And I also did say that if people were upset at the fact that she was twerking, why is nobody, you know, talking shit about Star-Lord dancing, about Baron Zemo dancing? Everyone, you know, was a little upset that Spider-Man danced. But that's an old wound that we won't reopen.
It's Tobey Maguire's style of dancing.
It was Tobey's style of dancing?
Yeah. But on the come around, so many memes and so many whatever, it's kind of like an accept. Now it's cool, because now it's accepted. Like, you know, that was his, it is a nerd style of being cool. It wouldn't have been, not Tom Holland. Yeah, Tom Holland's version would have been probably a little bit TikTok-y, where McGuire was high.
Well, see, that's the thing, is that, like, okay, so if you're going to go into the Tom Holland thing, Tom Holland is actually a skilled dancer. He was a Broadway, you know, he was in Broadway before he joined the movies, or he was in the movies. But here's the thing, is that, you know, no one's talking shit about that. Now, I don't even think I heard a big uproar with Matt Smith dancing in the Morbius film. I haven't seen it either, but I've seen, like, clips of him, like, dancing or whatever, and it's like, I don't understand why everyone's all in an uproar about it. So essentially, I kind of called out everybody saying that if you're not complaining about Matt Smith dancing, about Baron Zemo dancing, and about Star-Lord dancing, and it's not a big deal, you're being a little misogynistic at the fact that it's okay for them to dance, but as soon as She-Hulk does it and she's twerking with Megan Thee Stallion, it's now a big deal. So Ash, take it away of the comments that were produced from in that video.
Also, for every comment, I mean, if you guys want to respond, obviously respond. I'm not going to just roll through these, because to respond to myself. Robert Aguilar, Aguilar, sorry. I'm so used to saying Aguilera. Sorry about that. Don't need to read the comics to see the show suck. Okay.
Does anybody want to say anything to that?
Thanks.
It sucks for you, dude. It doesn't suck for everybody.
To jump on your point, I know where you were going. It's like not everything has to be for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, just because you don't like it doesn't mean somebody else won and it isn't going to be their thing.
Like, exactly.
That's fine that you don't, like, okay, this fucking one show out of all the fucking Marvel things doesn't speak to you. That's cool. It all doesn't have to talk to you. Y'all doesn't have to strike a chord with you. It's okay to have other people like what they like.
Exactly. And then two, as you guys know, I'm a very don't change my shit kind of guy, which I have stressed.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about the Little Mermaid. Didn't know whatever. Just saw the uproar.
Yeah.
But when they show a little girl's reaction to the Little Mermaid that looks like her.
Yeah.
I had no fight, no nothing. The reaction of a person I liked Adam West Batman and I accepted it for what it was, and it's a POW zoom, but as soon as it was dark and it was this and there was my style, it was very, it talked to me just like the Crow, just like everything else. Like, I'm a pretty lighthearted guy, but what I'm more entertained by is the darker aspects, because that's not my life.
Right.
I didn't have anything like that. Everything like Rocky, Karate Kid, whatever. Like, I didn't have anything that was like half Mexican, half black guy. Like, now we're probably, my Spider-Man probably would be Miles Morales now. Mm-hmm. Like, in the age of my growing up.
Right, right.
And the only reason I bring that up is, if you look at the Marvel Universe, what little girl has the aspirations to be? Well, not Black Widow, which is fucking cool and she's very caring about everybody, but like, the movie had a fucking dark past that she probably can't even see, whatever. I'm not saying it's made for kids, but it's a little more lighthearted. And on top of that, like, you know, it didn't affect her the way it affected Bruce, because of, it was already, the serum was already worked on and it was already here, it was already there. But the line of, being a woman, I'm already dealing with so much that, like, what you're talking about is kind of like, not that it's nothing, just she has a lot to deal with every single day. Fucking episode where the guy would rather be with She-Hulk than who she is in real life.
Yeah.
I could identify with a lot of fucking people, like, you know, the person that feels they need to dress up when all they want to do is hang out with you in sweats. You know what I mean? Like, just did little different things like that. Or you have to act a certain way at work, or you have to whatever. Like, and I don't know, man. It's just not for you. And I realize that everybody, it's your own fucking page and it's your own opinion and it's your own doubt. But at the same time, there's like fucking no respect for someone's fucking art.
Yeah,
there's plenty of B movies that are fucking horrible, and I'll never watch it again. But I'm not fucking. Did you guys see? Like, no, dude. It's like fucking whatever. So the show sucks for you, and I think you should have added it. The show sucks. I don't know. Expecting the arc of her, the Hulk becoming, I mean, She-Hulk becoming, you know, like the same journey that Bruce had.
Yeah.
And it's, what are we watching? The same thing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I'm exactly. Not
start off at a fucking platform or a springboard of her already dealing with. It's something she didn't want to even fucking be. And now you're being made to do it to even, I will get to that one comment. We're done with response to that one?
Yeah.
It has more to do, C.W. Jacobo. And I'm not making fun of your name. I'm just trying to pronounce it right. It has more to do with how the show talks about how hard she has it as a female than it goes and does, which defeats the purpose of her point. A guy gets a fucking home run and we slap each other in the ass. Are we fucking is there a is that take away from the struggle of him preparing to be a fucking baseball player all his fucking life, to be the anxiety of getting into the fucking MLB?
Yeah.
Person lost their name, celebrated the fact that she gained her the name she didn't even fucking want back, then gained a celebrity, and you're saying that that defeated the purpose, I'm sorry, that defeated the hardships of a fucking female?
Yeah.
That's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever fucking heard in my life. Like, I am not a chauvinist and I'm not whatever. I am very, like, we all grew up with some kind of the last generational dad. Mm-hmm. You know, work with your hands, stop doing that, you know, like, people think you're gay. You know, like, all the little things that we, our generation, kind of worried about, where they don't have to worry about that shit anymore. But for you to assume that it's all that this woman twerking all of a sudden takes away the hardships of a fucking female was fucking stupid. And I'm glad I pronounced you, Andres.
you said it well. It's like, what? Because somebody fucking twerks doesn't... Yeah, I don't know.
No sense. It makes
it doesn't degrade. It doesn't degrade them as a human being because they're twerking. You know what I mean?
And it's not like they're twerking on a fucking stage. They're twerking.
And even if they were, who the fuck cares?
There's also that.
And even if they were, like, this goes to the other point where we talk about, like, I don't know if we have talked about it on the show, but like if sex work is demeaning towards somebody, if that's what they choose to do and lead their life, it doesn't take away from any of their struggles or them wanting or them considering themselves feminist or whatever.
There are a lot of girls, a lot of people, either Thunder Down Under or fucking strip clubs that have, that's the way they pay for college. They're now a lawyer or they're now a whatever, but I mean, you don't judge them. I mean,
and if it's something that they honestly do,
I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm just saying, ideally,
right?
What we're watching, two girls twerking in an office, not even as a presentation to us. It's we're, you know what I mean? It's like we're the fly on the wall watching it. We're not. It's not them,
right? And it's the fact that even throughout the show, she makes it known that she is a big Megan Thee Stallion fan. So it's like if you come across your, you know, Hollywood, you know, hero or whatever, you know, that they're known for, you're gonna want to do what they did, you know. So the mere fact that she's twerking with Megan Thee Stallion, it's like, bro, like, for her, she's probably like in that universe, she's probably thinking like, She-Hulk got to twerk with Megan Thee Stallion.
I give you one. If Steve handed the shield to Sam, and for in some fucking alternative universe,
yeah,
the end was Sam doing the Kid and Play with Kid, that would not be an uproar. That would be fucking awesome. You know what I mean? That would be
does it with the Winter Soldier? Yeah.
Or yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm saying like if for some reason, I know they're both actors, but if for some reason Kid was in the show, and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
no one would give a fuck. They would talk about how cool that was. Yeah. All right, we'll go on to the next one.
Very honest.
Twitch. Zachbot. Ola. He spelled Ola wrong because he said O-L-A.
O-L-A?
O-L-A. Ola. Then he put Slimer. Hey, Zachbot likes the... Okay, well, I'm going to say it because this is his comment. It's poorly timed, but I'm going to say it. Zachbot says, I like She-Hulk series. It's the tits.
What is he, 12?
I don't know. Okay, so getting back to the comments.
On TikTok, one of our followers, Dr. Yoshi Puff, he says, I thought Andres was asleep.
What?
Sorry, I squint. Leave me alone, guys.
Squint.
I have full eyes, and then the light's shining on me. See, look. Light shining on me.
Yeah, one time you pulled the fucking camera down and you were in boxers and you showed us for no reason. Yeah.
Yes.
You wanted to see it.
There's 100 likes.
There's a bump in your numbers. Look, guys, there's a light in my face.
We also got a lot of likes from this.
Okay.
From your video, from your videos. Here we go. Diremon.
Like, did you
commented X D D A E R M O N X, but there's two X's on the side, so I don't know if he's doing Diremon because that was taken, so he did the two X's.
Probably.
The X's are silent. I thought it was stupid when Star-Lord danced too. I thought that was the greatest beginning, and I thought it showed a lot of character, and it put the charisma in Peter Quill that we didn't even know because we were taking a chance on Guardians of the Galaxy because we put a lot of trust in Marvel, and I have one comic book that was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's not the same as the movie. The loser winner as Peter Quill.
Right.
Loser, but the yeah, hey, guys, I'm the leader. Or the insecurities, like when he sees Thor, that kind of guy. But ultimately is the leader, which I kind of fucking identify with when you're trying to, like when I was doing Mob Scene or the band, like I have my own insecurities, but I'm the one booking all the shows for the band. And like, I don't want to be in charge, guys. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you thought it was stupid with Star-Lord dance too, but that beginning was also the setup to the whole fucking thing to distract. Not Wraith. What the fuck is his name?
Who?
The last guy. What are you doing? And it made it funny because he was all fucking...
Ronan. Ronan the Accuser, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, if there wasn't the beginning of that to set up that, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know. And music is such a fucking part of... I am going off on every piece of this. Music is such... It's like a Pulp Fiction. It's like Forrest Gump, where the soundtrack is a part of the movie.
Uh-huh.
So it's, music is a big part of it.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you weren't able to get your name. And I don't know what comics you are reading. It's not an accurate representation. All I ever collected was the Marvel cards. So, and it's always like some little dude and she's hanging and the little dude is on her arm. So I don't know her actual character.
Man, before we continue with the comments, because Dr. Yoshi Puff commented, I think I commented on that, and I think I put on there, clearly you haven't read a She-Hulk comic book or a She-Hulk line, but if anyone has, this is the most accurate representation of a comic book character on screen to date. Okay. She, in the comic book, she doesn't take herself seriously. You know, she does break the fourth wall. A lot of people think Deadpool was the first one to do it. He did not. It was her. She was the one that did it first, you know. So everything that we're seeing, Jennifer Walters do and She-Hulk do, it's an accurate representation to the comic book She-Hulk. Any line, any series, any line, any, you know, volume, it is 100%, you know. So for people to say that it's not an accurate representation, you guys are full of shit. You guys don't know. But Dr. Yoshi Puff, and I agree with him with what he says. He says, I think it's so crazy that apps like TikTok and Instagram have changed the way that we view the MCU. I just think that there's too many toxic fans. There's too many people that try to gatekeep, you know, and I'm sure that's probably what you're kind of, you know, leading to, you know, is something like that, because it's like saying, oh, well, if you like, you know,
pinatas.
Sorry. Huh? No. Yeah. It's
like being pinatas.
Yeah. Thank you. it's kind of like it's like, oh, well, you don't like, so you know Star Wars Rebels, but you don't like Thrawn, or you like X, but you don't like Z, but you like this, but you don't like that. Like, how can you be a fan if you like this, but you don't like that? You know, it's a lot of that's going on right now. And I think, and honestly, the way I see it, like the last like major gatekeeping that I saw like online was a lot of the metalheads saying about Metallica being in Stranger Things, you know, where they're just like, oh, so all of a sudden you guys are Metallica fans now because they ended up putting Master of Puppets in the show. It's like, bro, like it was like perfect. Going back to what Ash was saying about music, it's like, that's what brings these movies to life. That's what adds to the movies. You know, when you listen to a certain song, like you immediately are transported to that scene that you saw it in a movie, you know. It's all that, you know. So it's crazy to kind of for people to be gatekeeping like this, or just to be complete assholes or toxic fans, you know, to this stuff. Like I said before, I think Marvel has earned a right to have a little fun, you know, with everything that they put through to date. I feel that they can have fun and just chill with everybody saying that, oh, phase four, there's no continuity in phase four and blah, 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 blah. There doesn't have to be continuity. There doesn't. They shouldn't have to prove themselves. They've proven themselves since 2008. Like,
not only that, but they have someone that Iron Man didn't speak to, Captain America that didn't speak to fucking Hulk.
Yeah.
But yeah. Fucking Ben Ross from the failed fucking Red Hulk. The Ben Ross, right? The fucking bad, the John Hurt. I only know his real name.
Yeah. General Ross.
The General Ross is from the failed whatever. But I mean, just like you collect comic books, you're not going to collect all Marvel fucking comic books. But the way that Marvel is amazing is that everything does weave into each other because it's all the same world. And you feel that you're going to miss something if you don't watch everything that, you know, from Loki to this to that to whatever. Right. There is, Loki's not as fucking ruthless in the movies, but then he wouldn't have been as lovable. And, you know, he's kind of like the bad guy that, like, you just, like, the fucking bad brother that you want to just.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do one thing, like, you know what I mean? Like, I always have your back, but if he was the Loki from the comic books, like, oh, well, yeah, you're just a dick, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but anyway, you're wrong, and you don't have to watch the show, and you don't, I don't know. It's fine to say something sucks, but also with the caveat of it just wasn't for you. And, you know, fuck it. There's I won't see the show, the movie Black Swan, but I'm sure it's amazing. It's just not for me. I won't watch Fried Green Tomatoes, Academy Awards. It's just not for me. I'm not going to say it sucks.
Awesome. Go fuck yourself.
What?
That movie is so awesome. Go fuck yourself.
Fried Green Tomatoes or?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. But Kathy Bates reminds me of my mom. And I know that's what the movie that blew her up. I just haven't seen it. It doesn't. Going by the cover, it just doesn't speak to me as
recommendations anymore, because that would be your recommendation. So whenever it rolls around again, you're fucking watching.
I would watch it.
The recommendations will roll back around once we're at, you know, full four.
three things, sorry. Zachpot, I already know the answer, but Zachpot wants to know if that's a Depeche Mode shirt. Yes, it is. Dude, the beginning of we'll get into that after the comments, but Zachpot says, dude, the beginning of Andor made me forget I was watching a Disney Star Wars show, if you want to know.
Nice. Okay.
If you want to cry, watch Fried Green Tomatoes. All Zach.
100%.
Yeah. But going back to what, to what we're talking about, Dr. Yoshipov also states on, or says on here, you know, after the what he had mentioned about the whole TikTok and Instagram, how it's changed the view of the MCU. He says, in his perspective, he says, when I saw Spider-Man 1 with Tobey, I had no idea how anything was going to go, or Avengers 1. Like, there were no leaks, no insights, or people giving their review on movies without spoilers, which is true. You know,
if you look at the Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man versus the Tobey Maguire, you could kind of see there was still that cheese. We're doing it
right, but I think what he's getting at is that because of everything now, the social media and all that stuff, you know, it's like, you know, we went into a movie essentially blind, you know, we didn't know what we were going to expect. We didn't know what was going to happen. But now, because of, you know, the insider tips, or, you know, people especially on Twitter, where they're like leaking, they're like, from a reliable source, they said, you know, this is going to happen and blah, 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 this and that, you know, and they've been right, you know, 8 out of the 10 times about Marvel movies and this and that. So a lot of people like kind of grasp at those and kind of like, there's still people saying that Mephisto is going to come
out. Well, they're even saying it more now because of that action. Mephisto action figure that came out.
Yeah, it just came out. Yeah.
And also people, we have to remember that there's trolls that just want to see you get upset.
They just want it for clout, dude.
Yeah, they want to see you get upset. And this is why I'll play a game online without a microphone. And once they realize I'm not responding to their 14-year-old bullshit, I'm not, you know what I mean? And it's only because it's you get daily bonuses. But other than that, like, I won't play anybody online to fucking hear your bullshit. All right. Yeah. Orlando and Antonio. So what? The MCU is filled with unnecessary comedy. The MCU is such a wide range of characters. They don't all have to be serious. I take my flip off back. She-Hulk is a character who wants to be normal. If she wants to hang out and do what she wants, she has the right to do it, as all other characters. My bad, Orlando. It started off rough, but I get you. Absolutely. You can't make She-Hulk the same character as fucking... And Marvel's fucking amazing because Captain, like, as much as they were struggling with Thanos, like, Captain Marvel was the closest to, other than that goddamn scene where Peter Quill fucked up and they that scene is so, gets me every time. You cut me deep, Shrek. But it was fucking smart. It was smart for the fucking villain to play on your emotions. And that's really what it was. Rock Life says, we all know why they're whining about it. Mohammed Dreza Abed. No, because it's unnecessary comedy. And to be honest, the whole series is alongside a bunch of other Phase 4 projects.
Cool. Don't watch. That's cool. It's just not for you.
Yeah, it's just not for you. We got a lot of follows. That's under notifications, that's it.
That's it. Okay, that's cool. No, but I think because I knew of Tatiana Maslany, but I never really saw any of her work. You know what I mean? So she was in Orphan Black, right? Okay. So I haven't.
Is that who plays She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I watched the show, but I don't know names.
Yeah. So I don't know her body of work. This is really the first thing that I've seen, you know, of her.
And it made you know,
that you know what that means.
Also, please.
Yeah.
The ship that caused the crash is going to be a thing, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Right? It has to be, or at least it can't be some random, there's a random fucking UFO caused the crash. Okay, deuces, you served your purpose. There has to be something to that fucking ship.
Yeah. I have a feeling that Bruce is going to come back. There's 3 episodes left, you know? Yeah. And I think people, and this is the thing, is that I think, Dr. Yoshi Puff's leaving later, dude. This is the one thing that I feel that everyone is clamoring for, you know, is because we saw Latin, not the most recent episode, but the episode that passed, that was last week. At the very end, we got to see Daredevil's helmet at the very, very end. Yeah. Okay. So everyone's expecting him to show up. And I think it's just pissing people off because it's like they hint to it and then nothing happens. They hint to it again, nothing happens. You know what I mean? In the next episode. So honestly, I think it's pissing people off.
There are the stills of him in the suit.
Absolutely. But remember, there's 3 episodes left. Okay. So they're hinting, it's like they're hinting to it and people are not getting Matt Murdock or Daredevil. So I have a feeling that it's just pissing them off. Because it's like, why don't you just give us Daredevil already, you know? But honestly, I prefer this way. Like, they're making you tune in to see it, you know?
And we might not even... The job that she has clearly is showing defending bad people when she might not even be on... Like, Abomination kind of worked out, but it kind of shows that she may be put in a situation she doesn't want to be in.
Right.
The prosecutor can be fucking Daredevil. I mean, like, we're expecting them to meet on the street. Like, they're they're both fucking lawyers. We might meet. They might even make us wait, and they see each other in court, and then we don't even get to. You know? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. Of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sorry. Well, I'm on a good one today. I could see even an episode where they're meeting in court and they don't get along, but on the street because they don't know that each other is each other. It's like your best friends on the street because we're fighting crime. Yeah. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, just to have that push pull.
For sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, in the comics, She-Hulk and Daredevil had a thing. You know what I mean? So it could go anywhere. You know what I mean? So what's that?
Blind green babies.
Blind green babies. Hey, who knows? It could happen. But yeah, dude, it's crazy to see that that there's so many like toxic fans. There's so much gatekeeping. I mean, it's like a part of me is not surprised, but then a part of me is like, I'm disappointed in you guys. You know what I mean? So it's just like, what the fuck, dude? You know?
A lot of it too is with our voice. Mm-hmm. Have changed. When I use we, even though we don't get along, we're all nerds and we're all dorks, all whatever.
Yeah.
I say that with pride. I don't say that boy jocks or whatever. We're all fucking the same.
For sure.
We had the power to change Sonic. Mm-hmm. We had the power to bring the Snyderverse. I just think sometimes certain people have clout to change things. Like if comicbook.com has been pretty awesome, but for any reason they say, you know, they've also that poster where like, wouldn't it be cool if John Krasinski was fucking
Reed Richards. Yeah,
we do have the power of making things happen, but that's in a positive light,
right?
And saying something sucks so that it just like, maybe DC sees that, oh, that sucks, oh, they're saying it sucks, and then cancels everything. Like, and that's why we're not fucking going anywhere. We're not, do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's a studio who's taking the toxic people, like Vince McMahon. 99 people are gonna fucking kiss his ass.
Yeah.
The fucking one that says that, hey, that storyline sucks, goes fucking nowhere.
Right.
Because it's Wade Keller that says that sucks. But PW Torch love it, like it's fucking, or you know, like other WrestleMania love it, like, but he sees that one, what, oh,
never mind, I'm done. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's it,
yeah,
you don't know what people are looking at, you know, and sometimes it just needs to fucking, if we don't know what we want, just fucking be creative and fucking keep our interests. That's all.
That's all it is.
Sucks. That guy's just like us. We're all in our fucking living room just giving our opinion. That's it.
That's all it is, man. So, but on that note, we appreciate everybody for all the comments, good or bad. You know, we're going to read them on the, you know.
Yeah. If we respond saying we hate you, we don't hate you. Thank you for your response, but still, like,
you hate it. I'm full of hate.
No, you're not. You're a genuine, loving gentleman, sir.
It is the last year of NoFX.
Yeah.
If you're one of these people that has a negative, meet me in the pit.
There you go.
Because in 2 weeks, like, hey, so Brian says I'll see you at 5 o'clock in the pit at the fucking Glen Helen Pavilion. What happened?
What? You realize?
Sorry. You made me laugh. That whole scenario just made me laugh. Well,
in other news, because we are extremely excited for some of this, but also very sad about the other part of it. Keanu Reeves is coming back as Constantine. I'm very excited about this, although Keanu is not the only Constantine, as Andres pointed out to me before. because the Matt Ryan Constantine, I feel, and I'm sure Andres agrees along with Ash, that it didn't get its due. You know, it was cut short one season, and then we ended up seeing him in, you know, The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow and things, you know. But we are getting Keanu Reeves to come back as Constantine. He's really the only one that is said to come back, and I'm super excited about it. But it's going to be, and J.J. Abrams is going to be producing it. So pretty excited about that. Bad Robot's involved. But in doing so, because Constantine 2 has been greenlit, the Constantine TV show that was going to be on HBO Max, along with the Madame X, the Madame Xanadu show, it's done. It's been axed. It's been done. It's been terminated. So we're not getting those anymore. You know, so it's kind of, this is one of those things where you're taking the good with the bad. You know, I think at this point, Warner Brothers and DC are thinking, let's put the money where we know we're going to have some success, which is Keanu Reeves and Constantine, because it did become a cult classic, you know, down the road. So who knows?
Is there an introduction to John Constantine? Where the people that collected the comics were not happy because that's not how he acted.
Right, right.
But the people who got what they fucking wanted in the TV show, I will say it again, it's another wrestling analogy for me. Vince had horrible storylines, but everybody was watching.
Right.
AEW has amazing wrestling, but no storyline. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'll be honest, from Sandman Death to Constantine, I've only ever seen the covers and I always thought they were amazing, but they were one of those things where we're at issue 335 and I'm gonna play catch up, but I always thought the images were amazing. And Sandman and Death were a lot like when we see Susie and Robert Smith of The Cure. They even did the picture where he's like that and she's just standing there, like they even like mirrored that, right. That same. And so I didn't collect any comics, but I was introduced to the show. Mm-hmm. I love the show. So for the movie, like I didn't get into the show because I was partying on Friday nights, and that's the day that
putting it out was fucking Friday nights, man.
I didn't have DVR, but like, had we had this, we probably would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Like when I say this, I mean streaming.
Oh, streaming. Yeah.
But there was a charm to the blonde, to Matt Ryan,
right?
And that was introduced through League of
Legends of Tomorrow and
all the, like, the stuff. Yeah, the crossovers are so good. And again, that's kind of what I wanted. You didn't touch Batman, you didn't touch Superman, so why couldn't it be all the same world? It makes no fucking sense why you didn't bring up, we've gotten into this conversation, but you didn't bring up, you could have made Grant Gustin a star that would have been in the next which we wouldn't have even had this fucking bullshit with choke slamming girls through a fucking table. Like, we wouldn't have had any of that. Yeah. We would have been on the right track. Do the movie, the summers, Grant Gustin's doing the actual show.
Yeah.
Anyway, forgot the whole point to that. But I love the movie, and the Perfect Circle song and him going through hell, and like, my introduction was like, they did it perfect because Keanu just needs to say five lines in the whole fucking movie and everything is amazing. I'm not saying he's a bad actor, because John Wick,
no,
but there's strengths to, and also Keanu as a person is kind of fucking won us over to where, like, you could do the lake house and you could, like, do fucking
time John Wick. Time after time again, he's won us over every single time.
But the image of him running through hell to get to the
medical tank, yeah,
iconic. Like, the fucking way they did it was fucking so fucking good. You're not even watching a comic book movie, you're watching a movie that happens to be based on a comic.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that I'm sad that Matt Ryan is not going to continue, but unfortunately Flashpoint could have explained it all, where you could have the show and you could fucking, like, Flashpoint could even explain why Joanna Constantine is a thing. Like, just, it's all there. It's
no,
all
I know. Yeah. But Andres, how excited are you about Constantine 2?
Very. I would kind of was hoping they would announce more of the cast to see if anybody else from the original movie was going to come back in it. But it's fine. Whatever. I know it was just announced recently. I'm more bummed that the shows aren't going to be done on HBO Max, because the very least, it being attached to HBO, they know that'd be quality. Not that everything that HBO puts out is great, but there's more of a chance of it being good than not.
Yeah.
But Angela, no, Angela was the one that died. The character that is alive trying to find her sister, or trying to figure, like, with her dreams, yeah, I thought she would become the
Her sister's Isabel.
Isabel. I thought she was going to end up becoming something, like a...
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Like, not death, but it was going to be, like, the way we watch Sandman now, there's Desire, there's the three sisters, there's so many fucking storylines. I thought it was going to be like that, like some issue 36 person that we didn't know. Like, much like Spawn, when we figured out it's Angela because of her fucking earrings, like that, like a, this is going to be who it is.
Yeah. Speaking of Sandman, I know, Ash, you ended up watching, you finished it, right?
Yeah, and then I got a cleanup towel and took care of everything.
Andres, did you watch Sandman?
Yes.
I'm kidding. You said finished it. Yes.
Okay. So is it me? Because I know you've read or heard the audiobook of Sandman. So is it me, or did they hold back a lot for the Netflix show?
I'm assuming they did that because they're having more than one season, or they plan to have more than one season.
Yeah.
So that's why I think they did it. But yeah, I know what you mean.
That season was very passing the scene.
What's that?
So they have a lot of things to
go. Because like the diner scene, I'm just like, how are they going to translate the diner scene? Because that diner scene was fucking gory in the book, man.
That whole, even this one though, I think they did a good job without going like, it was gory in the show, but it wasn't over the top, but it kept like the intensity of that one episode was like ramped up the whole time. And they actually did a good job how it was building upon building upon. So I thought they did a good job.
Because they end up showing that picture later.
Huh?
The breakup with the lesbian couple. You know how she was fixing everybody up?
Yeah.
There was a lesbian couple that was dealing with a breakup. Was the person that they were referring to the girl with the dreads?
No.
No? Because they had a picture, the girl with the dreads, in the next episode.
Right.
And the girl in the diner, they had a picture. So were they roommates?
Roommates, or they knew each other, if I remember correctly, but I don't think they were together.
Okay. That's how I took it, because of there was the diner scene where they picked up whatever, and then there was... But even the waitress who we felt maybe her power was putting like a Cupid character, like, oh, you guys did get together. You know what I mean? Like, does she end up being Cupid? Is that going to be a thing? Are you shaking your head in the next season? We'll find out. When he says, I was just hanging out with you for your son. Oh, that was such a fucking bad, like a fucking gritty scene. Like, not only are you breaking her heart, you're fucking saying the things that you were already doing. Wow, that was fucking heavy.
Yeah, that was bad. I think out of that entire series for Sandman, I think my favorite part was Sandman's battle with Lucifer. That was because I remember hearing it in the audiobook, like how they were doing it. But then like when that scene came up, I'm like, how the fuck are they gonna do this, you know? Like, visually.
How they did do it, though.
Well, it was just like, they were kind of, it was like one, correct me if I'm wrong on this, it was like one-upping each other, you know, like, I'm a lion, you know, hunting for food.
Oh, it was a verbal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I did not know how they were going to go ahead and do it in the show, but it came, the way they did it, man, fucking props to them, dude, because that was fucking awesome, dude. It really was. I was so impressed about it, and I loved every episode. Did you guys see the extra episode that they dropped? The half animated, half not? Yeah.
Yeah. The one kind of like dealing with exes, like, I didn't think you would come. Yeah, I was going to come. All you have to do is say my name, but we're talking about that one, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was never weird. And then it was like, well, you know, I killed our kid. Like, I thought maybe it was like a, you know.
But you were mad at me forever.
Yeah. And it was like, and it's, almost like a similar situation where he was being jailed for his own gain. She was being jailed, even though he was like, I just want this one book and I'm good.
It was never
going to be that one book. It was going to be the fucking escalation of shit. Like,
yeah, man.
It was good. I liked it. It's not a fucking waste of time. It's because it has nothing to do with the series. It has everything to do with, like, it's a payoff to you as a person that likes the comic. It's even more of, like, I watched 9 episodes and then I watched this random episode and I was like, oh, doesn't fit into the storyline, but it's kind of like, okay, well, when the story's over here, what was he doing? He was probably doing this. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He fucking never sleeps. He's whatever. Like, he's also the same guy, like, chilling. I'm talking to you. She leaves. What the fuck was this bitch doing here? Like, I'm not even saying that bitch, like, it's a female. I'm saying, like,
yeah. What the fuck
is she doing? You know what I mean? Like, what is she? I'm freaking out to you because you're my homie, but, like, and I need to treat her like, cool, everything's cool. But, like, you have, this is the person that has a lot of fucking power. And I'm into the show, man. I'm into the show a lot.
It was good. I'm hoping there's a season 2, you know. So, you know, we'll see. Moving on to...
Not only that, I fucking love... I understand how I... Every time you host, I get to be me.
I know.
The love of him and the Raven, and then when he shot the Raven...
Oh, like, oh, dude.
Now, with Patton Oswalt and building up the... I have your back to the librarian, and then I have your back, and there's going to be times where I'm going to tell you because you're kind of really in charge, but then at the same time, like there, it's a thing, and we're going to get to love Matthew. So if we ever do kill Matthew, it's going to be all...
Yeah, yeah.
Especially because it's Matthew. Like, one is Patton Oswalt, who's a very sympathetic character in real life.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever followed any of these, he's a fucking phenomenal stand-up. But the shit that he's gone through, even in real life, you're beginning to... He's almost like the one guy that's chill.
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna go get popcorn? And everybody's like, I was kill at the... You know what I mean? Like, he's like the one that's like, where we gonna go? Like, he's like, yeah. He's the guy that, he's almost the Keanu of the show. And I mean that in
an full circle. Way.
Yeah. If I make Keanu, oh, I did meet Keanu because I was in fucking Fantasy 1 as an extra. My bad. I'll take that up.
You were? How am I just finding out about this now?
You're in the bowling alley. There's a scene in the bowling alley. And he walks past me. And I'm not even in the scene, but, like, he walked past me. Shit. Yeah. I had to get to 2 shots to unlock that.
But to unlock that. To unlock that memory?
Yeah. I really wasn't kind of...
I believe you.
Check.
I have to watch it again now.
There's a scene.
There's a part where he's running through a bowling alley.
Okay. So then maybe they...
I don't remember them being other people in there.
As an extra. No, I wasn't in there. I was outside. As an extra. He was getting out of a Jeep, puts on the jacket, and he runs in. That might have cut the scene because, oh, audiences say it's better as a 1 hour 40-minute movie. Like, you know, the little fucking bullshit.
Right.
But yeah, no, I was. Oh my God. I was in that movie.
Core memory.
Sorry. That's a fucking realization of... Sorry.
Oh man, that's gonna be a single clip that I'm gonna just edit.
I can't believe I genuinely forgot that I'm not in the movie because I never made it, but he gets out of the Jeep and he puts on the jacket and he runs in. And when he runs in, that's when I cross the other way. And they never put it in. Heard it? I'm not happy with it. For anybody that doesn't believe, because it's Peter, I was in a... it's not great, but yeah, doing extra work, you're gonna be in a lot.
He is rich, he does get the residual check.
I got the residual check 3 weeks ago from the Amanda show for being lobster number 19 cents.
Make that's it work.
The sound of all the coins, it's 19, it's all pennies.
What happened, Andres?
The Amanda Bynes?
Yeah.
I was on the Amanda show as the lobster. Anytime you see the lobster do the robot, that's my one move, because you're not going to do the fucking running man. Bring out the dancing lobsters. I was the dancing lobster. Anytime you see the robot, that was lobster number two. And what's fucked up is the first day I did it, I put crab number, because that was the first time anybody ever asked for my autograph. But we were there all day, so it's in front of a live audience. So, you know, they saw me take off my head. So they recognized me on the street, and they were like, can you sign my whatever? And I was like, I didn't know who the fuck I was. Like, I didn't know I was a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean a thing. I mean, I didn't realize, like, kids have been following.
You turn off your mic.
Okay. I understand. I realized people follow the Amanda show. So when somebody asked me for my autograph, put crab number two, and the person was like, what character did you put? I put crab number two. You know you're a lobster, right? Hello, darkness, my little friend. Like, I didn't realize, like, I didn't know what I was fucking doing. Like, I'm just shocked that they're even asking me for fucking an autograph. Like, there's a little kid that has my autograph. There are several little kids that have my autograph.
Well, they're probably not little kids now.
What if it's like a crab number two? Like, it's a fucking, it's just floating around the fucking, especially as crazy as Amanda Bynes ended up.
Yeah.
Which, I hope you're fucking cool now. She's not dead, but, you know.
You're just putting it out there to the universe.
Yeah.
Maybe you could buy your autograph on eBay. You
could probably buy
as crab number. But you know those weird, like when you see Batman in a fucking a Superman wrapping, like maybe it's like a that, like a that.
It's not like a that.
Weird, some kind of weird whatever.
Yeah.
What did you sign, by the way?
I put my name, but I put crab number two.
No.
What was it?
What did you put your name on?
Oh, it was a weird those. It was green, and it was like those little notepads with the little the
spiral.
Spiral. Like it was a little whatever.
It was like a steno book.
I went to 1 year of college, so if that's a thing, it's a steno book.
The one that you just flip over.
It was a little mini. It was green. A little.
Okay.
Yeah. No idea. And lobster one, two, and three were just sitting down waiting for our bus to go back to the, what do they even call it?
A parking lot.
It was a parking lot, but they called it something.
Yeah.
It was a little mini shuttle or whatever, but it was never meant to be a thing. It was like dancing lobster could be anybody, but it was like almost as a favor, like, hey, you did good. You didn't fuck up anything. You're going to show up again as a lobster. You're going to show up again as a lobster. So, the Amanda Bynes show.
So, everyone that's watching on Twitch and on TikTok, go and YouTube Dancing Lobster in the Amanda Bynes show. And if you see a lobster doing the robot, that is Ash.
Okay. Since we've already done this and we've already opened the door, if you really want to see me, if you really want to party with me, in the movie Old School, I am wearing an orange sweater, which I'm editing this, so I'll be able to put that in there. Nice. I'm wearing an orange sweater, and when you see Will Ferrell in the lion costume catch on fire, you will see.
You were also in a Backstreet Boy video, weren't you?
I was in I Want It That Way.
Yeah, you were.
I was in the airplane scene, airplane hangars, and I hid behind all the signs because I had no idea about Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Not tell you whatever, but it was a bunch of kids that won their tickets on radio or whatever. It was a bunch of little kids, and I was kind of, but to fill up the back and to make it look like there's a lot more people than it is. If there's 19 people that won, they're not gonna kill the Backstreet Boys,
right?
But they wanted 300 people that are not gonna kill the Backstreet Boys. So if it's 19, like, you have your security and whatever, and it's all good. So, yeah, my introduction to the Backstreet Boys would be on that video, which Eddie from The Corner was on that video with me.
No way. All right.
You don't see me. I'm hiding all. But, yeah.
All right.
4-H-5 Oka. Yeah, you do.
To what?
I don't know. Listen, I have taken shots today, but when you don't explain yourself and you only say, yeah, you do, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's the best part. That's what makes it funny. So
I did want to ask Yoshi Puff. Is this because of Smash Brothers or because of the one where you drive Mario Kart?
Like, I don't know. I'll have to message him later.
Yoshi Pup. See, the fact that you know it's a cam means you know who Yoshi Pup is.
No, I don't know who it is.
Do you call them him for 45 minutes?
Probably.
And then they happen to sign up?
Move. No. But I did check out his TikTok profile, so yeah. So we're good.
Again, you said his. So it's a guy. Clearly it's a guy.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't personally know them.
Right. You know, I didn't know you were yelling today.
You guys just fight already. Or fuck.
Right. Well, one, we're on Zoom and we're already fighting. And two, if you look at our chat, you guys are more fucking than we are. you're more pretty. What's the next on the...
Just jealous, that's all it is. Well, the next thing you're not going to be very interested in because it's about two horror shows that are coming out. One's a horror show that's going to be on Netflix. Another one's a horror movie. Two trailers dropped this week. One for Midnight Club and another one for Hellraiser. Midnight Club...
Hellraiser's a girl, though, right? A female?
Yes.
I saw Hellraiser 1 that came with Candyman. No pun. Wow. I said no pun.
I know. So if you guys were able to see Midnight Mass, and there was another that Mike Flanagan did.
Not down for Midnight Mass, but that part where he lands and the wings come out, I really want to know what that is. Because you know I'm going to be like, and then there was one time. Like, I don't want to take, you guys don't respond to my fucking text as it is. Like, I don't really want to be at 11 o'clock.
I'm at like 3 in the morning, dude.
That part looks so dope. I don't know. It was a trailer, right? And you fucking, that looks so cool. Maybe one day.
One day. You'll be sober.
I'm sober-ish.
Sober-ish. So Midnight Club is another show that Mike Flanagan is a part of. And if you guys don't know, you guys need to check out Midnight Mass along with Andres. What's another one of his works? Which one?
Haunting of Hill House.
Haunting of Hill House. Thank you.
The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Is that two different things?
Yes.
Oh. Is that a movie or is it a series or what is that?
They're all series. Those three are series. And then I think he did the Ouija board movies, the
Shutter.
No, they're not on are on Netflix. And I think I just saw that the Ouija board, I think it's like the beginning or something like that. It's on, they put it up on Netflix right now. So that's on, and that's Mike Flanagan's again. And then he did, I can't think of the name of the movie. It's basically the sequel to The Shining.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, Rose the Hat is the villain. Fuck, I can't think of the name of it.
Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, it's Dr. Sleep. And he also did that as well.
Oh, shit. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok, there's one of the guys that's on there called, he's Chunkla Academy. Wow, he joined our live. I'm blushing because his series is dope, man. I love his stuff. Because he has the Chunkla Academy that he has. I know, I'm verklempt. Yeah, right. His series is hilarious, dude, because what it is, he goes, hi, LOL. Hi.
How long have I been your friend? Like, at least easily 10 years?
Yeah, easily.
I've never seen you blush. Go on.
Well, only Chunkla Academy can make a blush. So the series that he puts out is called Chunkla Academy, and it's kind of like a Hogwarts. And it is hilarious, dude. Just the way that he plays both scenes and stuff like that. Loves horror just as much as we do. His daughter that he shows on his TikToks, she loves horror also. It's all of his stuff so fucking cool. I love it.
Promote. Where can you find him again?
On TikTok and on Instagram. It's Chunkla Academy. That's all it is. Like, and you guys have to watch his stuff. Like, it is. I'm verklempt. Oh my god.
We have a show going, so that's what I'm saying. Promote.
No, I know, and that's what I'm doing, man.
I didn't know you were gonna go Brooklyn. Did you know you were gonna go? And Andres is like, I'm just waiting to sign off, bro.
the past half hour, actually.
All right, all right, take it easy. I gotta edit.
Mucho take it easy, huh? But yes, Midnight Mass and Haunting on Hill House. So Midnight Club is a new trailer that came out that's being put out by Mike Flanagan. he says, I haven't made anyone blush in a while. Thank you, sir.
Hey.
Same. So that's another show that is going to be on Netflix. Actually super excited about that because I saw Midnight Mass before I saw Haunting on Hill House. And I saw Haunting on Hill House and that shit was fucking creepy, yeah. Dude.
Been my favorite one of his.
So creepy. I loved it. So I'm really excited about the Midnight Club and Hellraiser. Hellraiser, I've only seen Hellraiser once. Okay. I haven't seen it since, what's that?
The first one?
The first one, yeah, the first one. And then there were a few other ones, which...
And all that stuff, nothing?
Mm-hmm, no.
Two's okay. Good. Two's worth the watch.
Two's worth the watch? Okay. And which I didn't know, and because I sent you guys the video, Henry Cavill is in...
Yes!
He's in a Hellraiser!
Is that comicbook.com? They showed... why do I know that? There was... it's either comicbook.com or it was... Because they showed Johnny Depp in
Nightmare,
and then they showed like a before they were kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like you see Henry Cavill in the Hellraiser, and then like you see him now, you're just like, that is not the same. It is not the same.
Was he like five, or is he older?
He's probably, I mean, well, when you look at him and he's got like his full-on beard and everything, the man looks like he's 50, you know.
Henry Cavill looks 50?
When he's got a full-on beard, he looks a lot older, and then this, especially when he shaves, it looks a lot younger.
So Hellraiser was like 80.
Right.
And you're saying, okay.
Like, Henry Cavill looks like a kid in the movie, in the Hellraiser.
That's what I'm asking. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm asking.
All right. Yelling.
No, I mean... Because I thought Henry Cavill was like 26.
No, dude.
I don't know, man. Motherfucker doesn't.
No, he's almost 40, I think.
Don't say it like that. Don't ever say it like that.
My bad. Someone's sensitive about their. No. So, Andres, between the two, because I'm sure you're going to watch both of them. Yeah, go ahead. I know you're going to end up watching both of them. Are you, because you've seen all of Mike Flanagan stuff thus far, is there one that are you expecting big things from Midnight Club?
I've seen a lot of his stuff, not everything. Uh-huh. But I don't know, I really love the first Exorcist, so I am interested to see how they bring this one around.
Okay.
But probably, yeah, I think I am more excited for Mike Flanagan's next project over Hellraiser. So, yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards, at least.
Okay, yeah, because I'm excited for the Midnight Club. I'm really excited about that. Because, again, the Midnight Mass and, you know, the Haunting on Hill House, things like that, that really pulled me in big time as far as his horror, you know.
Good too, like it's worth the watch. Like I still love Hill House over even more so than like Midnight Mass or whatever, but yeah, Bly Manor is still a very good watch.
Okay, cool. I gotta check that one out too. But yeah, like I said, I haven't seen Hellraiser in years. I saw it, you know, when it first came out, you know, or when it first was released on VHS is when I first saw it. And I haven't seen it since. So I kind of want to watch the original and now see the new one that's going to be coming out on October 7th. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
By part three, wasn't there a girl pinhead?
I don't think there ever was. I think there was a female villain, but I don't think it was a pinhead.
I know before this movie, I have seen, I don't know if it was one of those like the comics.com where they showed him.
Cenobites, there is a female one.
What?
Cenobite. Okay. That's what the
monster. I don't know what Cenobite is.
That's what the monsters are called, and there is a female one in the original one.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know I've seen this female one before. Cool.
Yeah, because I know if you saw the... Did you guys see the trailer?
I haven't, but I don't want to watch trailers, so...
No, I know. Yeah, you're not a real big fan of trailers because you kind of want to go in not blind, but without expectation. So, because I saw that there was one with a mask on, but you saw like the real gangly teeth. And I am like, I know I've seen that one before. I know I've seen that one before in the original Hellraiser, you know, but I just couldn't put two and two together. So but we'll see. I'm pretty excited about it. Ash, come on, dude. You got to watch Hellraiser.
I will watch part one again.
No, the new one. The new one that's coming out.
And it's on Netflix?
It's on Hulu.
You have a chat. This is at least a fight. Okay, I'm telling you now. Paranormal Activity or whatever. I made it through when he was walking through and backs were breaking and I was fine.
Yeah.
For some reason, he was hanging up Christmas lights and he turned the camera and his eyes were black and I was like, I'm out.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
Black eyes is what scared you?
No, I just think it's the anxiety of let's get to whatever you're gonna do. Like Scream, somebody dies in the first scene. Like fucking Drew Barrymore is in this. I'm going to watch this fucking movie. Dies in the first. Sorry, spoiler. It's like, oh, like that was my. It's kind of my introduction to even like. Like a Game of Thrones where like we're introduced to Ned who's in it the whole way, like, why the fuck would you kill Ned? Like you made us love.
Well, that was a hook, line, and sinker, dude.
But it wasn't even like a bad guy. Like you made us love a dad, which you know a lot of us have dad issues. I'm saying myself. Like you made us love a good dad, which all of our dads are good and the same in general. Like and then fucking the little Rosie O'Donnell girl, like It's a thing. Like it was like it's based on. Where am I going with this?
I don't know. I was wondering too.
What happened? What did you just ask me?
I don't know.
You're gonna watch Hellraiser. That's what I asked you.
I will watch. Oh, that's where I brought it. That was one of the scary movies that my uncle made me watch, along with I could never remember the movie, but they raped the girl and the dog. Was hanging and they beat the shit out of the black dog and then there's a chainsaw that goes through the guy's stomach to the bowel.
What fucking movie were you watching?
Oh, Candyman. It was Pinhead and Candyman. Those are the two that I watched alongside the movie. Good times.
Now
he also taught me how to fucking swim, but it was the John Wayne, like he doesn't know how to swim, threw me in.
Learn, boy. Huh? It was a very much that.
yeah, it's a thing. But watch serial killer documentaries and fucking The First 48 all day long. But when it's a fucking weird, like, like, oh, fuck, I'm out. Like, just show me the shit because I'm like, the anxiety of it, like, I just don't want to. I'm talking.
Okay.
Same time during Insidious, was not scared. But once the Darth Maul came out, I was like, oh, yes! Like, that was so dope. I haven't seen any other Insidious, but that one part was like amazing.
If you liked Insidious, you need to see Sinister.
I'm down. I like where my mind is going to take me somewhere, but you're not going to show me gross, but like my mind is going to make me way more worse than it's going to be.
Watch Sinister. That one's with Ethan Hawke. You're in for a treat.
Watch Black Phone.
Oh, I know. It's on fucking Peacock now.
Yeah. Still good. But it's only because like I know him from fucking Reality Bites. Right. Fucking I know him from like it's not like I can like you're an actor, bro. But Pinhead, like you know what I mean? Like I don't know these actors, so like it's a real thing in here. Like
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
But well one of these days we'll do a scary movie, not Faces of Death. That's why
why do you always bring it up? Nobody wants to see Faces of Death.
Because I get very, I'll drink and be like, oh yeah, well fine, let's watch this. And like,
no, great. We're not going to do that.
I'm not going to watch people die.
But we're not. We're definitely not doing
it. It's going to be a three-way cuddle. So
as long as I'm in the middle, we're good.
You're going to be at the bottom.
Hey, I don't mind as long as we can invite Chunkla Academy. I'm good.
Damn. You already blushed in front of him.
I know, God.
Don't worry, I'll edit this out. Anyway, Chocolate Academy. We're down to do skits.
We'll figure something out.
Far away. Sorry. See, the internet makes me think that everybody's in California. We're not all in California.
No, he's in Texas, dude. He's in San Antonio.
Oh, my bad, dog.
Yeah. Hey, I'd still be down. Do something. And then our very last topic, moving on to our very last topic.
Oh, Andres woke up. Last topic.
To our very last topic. Tom Hardy secretly joins a BJJ jiu-jitsu tournament.
Wasn't a secret. It was something that he was already... It wasn't a secret because it's not Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine. Like, why do I know that? I don't give a fuck. But the way that they fucking do this, it's like, this is what it is. Aren't you involved in this fucking, you know, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, bro, if Andreas played Superman, and then all of a sudden, like, you're going to play Superman, right? Like, Andreas is going to play Superman, and then Esteban, you're now taking on the role, right? And then Andreas does something fucking amazing, then it's like, oh, yeah, hey, so it's amazing, and it's fucking cool. But he told nobody as to where you, like, I don't give a fuck. Harry Styles is cool. I'm not fucking shitting on him at all. Like, I learned my lesson by shitting on fucking, he's fucking funny as fuck. I will not talk shit about fucking boy bands. But you gotta get your way in somehow. I don't know about this whole, my darling, something darling.
Oh, don't worry, darling. Yeah.
Don't worry, darling. But all I know is the trailer got shown a sexual part. She's not happy because it's a bigger movie than me getting eaten out, which I'm sure it is. But that was the trailer, I guess, to get everybody in. You don't know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a trailer. Florence
Pugh.
Don't Worry, Darling, where it shows very suggestive that happens in the movie. But she feels it's a bigger movie that you have showcase that to get people in to see the movie. So there's an upset. See, that's what the thing is. We're talking about it now because of that bullshit. Does that make sense? Like, I almost feel like I don't want to even give credence to it. But there's only one reason why a 44-year-old guy would know the drama of a movie that I'm never going to see.
Yeah.
But even though they're showing that scene, like, again, there's...
Well, apparently this movie is going to be like one of like Olivia Wilde's biggest flops, because I think Rotten Tomatoes had it at like 30% before it even, like, and this is all critics. It's like at 30%.
So maybe the plan is the drama is what gets you in to see the movie. Maybe it's all a ploy. Like, it's another wrestling thing. CM Punk, before he gave his fucking speech, his press conference, knew he was going to be hurt, or knew he is hurt.
Yeah.
Gave a press conference in which he might be fired.
Right.
Which would cause the drama and distract the fact that he's gotten the title twice, hurt twice, right after. Is our distraction this, as opposed to the fact that a 43-year-old guy got hurt? That makes sense, Andres? Like, are we talking about this when we kind of maybe, like, he could come back in a year when he's finally healed, like, and like
smoke screen to pulse it to, yeah,
because I know how much Tony Khan loves it. So maybe on the down low, like, if we pay you out, you're gonna get your money, you're wink wink not under contract, you heal up, you come back, we all forgot about the press conference, like is your movie not good and maybe
you need a little drama to get everybody in.
But forgetting that there's a lot of people that will look at a Rotten Tomatoes and be like, nah, it's 30% of Rotten Tomatoes. Well, wait for it to come out on. I wanted to see Thor, and the fact that it's out for 3 weeks, and then the fucking eighth week, it's on, you know, something that's for free to me, like,
yeah,
it's not good for me. Does that make sense? It's not. I can't tell you. Does that make sense? It's not good for me. Because I'm the era of wanting to see the midnight showing with you on Thursday,
right?
And keep it on a Friday. exhausted. Like, I'm better. I am not this. I will not wait. So, anyway.
Okay. But going back, huh?
Keeps you distracted. Like, is that what is distracting us? Is the drama? Like, maybe that's a way of saying.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, for Tom Hardy to join a tournament, you know, is this him, you know, catching everybody's eye because this is maybe his next role, that he's maybe going to be doing something along those lines? Or is it just, did he just do it just because he wanted to do it? You know, because it's like, I'm Tom Hardy. I know I've been training, you know, in jiu-jitsu, you know.
Is this for himself, where the paparazzi and everybody's making, does that make sense? Like, it's something for himself.
It could be something for him, you know.
If he got fifth place, is that gonna be a
though? He fucking took gold.
Right. I'm saying, if it was for himself and he took fifth place, is that gonna be a thing? Or is it a thing that he took gold? He got right?
Yeah. No, I
Paul makes a living today doing this. Doing classes, doing this. Literally doing this. Where the other guy is making like, oh, you broke my arm. Literally doing bullshit. To where in the 80s, it was like really like fucking under siege.
Right, right.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, talking shit about Tom Hardy because it's amazing. Legend is, I will watch that every, once a year. Like, but saying like, by the way, I got gold.
Now so do you think it was just a publicity thing?
I don't. I think it was, he's a big enough star and he got gold. So it's a story where a CM Punk decided to do MMA. The bigger story was CM Punk is going to go into MMA and then he lost twice. And then now the story is like, you're a loser. But
the difference between that two is that this was like a smaller tournament, like local level tournament that he won, as opposed to CM Punk, where he was like, since the UFC is like the premier MMA promotion, he was going to get all the eyes like with him. Where this is like something that Tom Hardy did. It's like totally, he just did it for himself. He didn't do it for the publicity. And I think what ended up happening was that it's like, hey, Tom Hardy won gold and like, probably people there, because I saw the match since I've done jiu-jitsu in the past and I follow some like social media sites. I saw like people putting up his matches. So I'm sure other people knew like, oh, hey, this is Tom Hardy, and they were putting their stuff up. So that's how it got out. But I'm sure it was just him living his life. But like, that's something he likes to do. He did a tournament, we happened to win, and because he's Tom Hardy, he got publicized.
Said it way better than I did.
I know. I usually do.
Andres speaks ash.
He really does.
Yeah.
He's an asshole though, but he speaks ash. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. All right. So on that note, I want to thank everybody for joining us for episode 95 of Comics. Five episodes away from 100. So we're super excited for that. Yeah.
Oh, Zachbot says Andor is a G.
Is a G? All right, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
And he put, woo!
Oh, okay. Very Ric Flair-ish. So thank you, everybody, that joined us on TikTok, on our TikTok Live, along with our Twitch. We appreciate all the comments. We appreciate all the likes. We appreciate all the gifts that were sent over to us on TikTok. Thank you, guys. We hope to hear from you guys again when we come back for episode 96. But yeah, keep mark it on your calendars. October 20th, we will be going live for our 100th episode, and we're gonna have the whole gang here. You know, Ash, Andres, Luis, Carmen, myself, we're all gonna be here for episode 100. So this is gonna be fun. So on that note, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you guys next time.